pleasure to be with you. We just thank God for granting us this opportunity.
Now,
we travel many places in Africa. And we learned to love the African people several years ago. So we've been coming back almost every year for many years. And as we come back, we learn more about the African people. And about your ways, your customs. Amen.
Amen.
But the main thing we're learning that you love God.
Amen.
God's getting his bride part of it here from Africa. So I thank God for you.
Amen.
We were much grieved at hearing of the passing of your pastor.
Amen.
We prayed for the family and the church. I got opportunity to come and say my condolences personally. And knowing that God is able to comfort our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I'd like to pray for the church, the family, and those loved ones that are surrounded our dear pastor. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you once again. Lord, we want to pray for each one that's left behind this journey. And we'll find that new courage to go on. I pray for the church here also. I pray for the family. I pray, God, your richest blessing be upon all. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read some scripture tonight. In the 19th chapter of the book of Acts.
Amen.
And I want to take a little thought. John's disciples gets a wake-up call.
I'm
going to begin reading verse 1. Reads like this. Acts 19, begin verse 1.
19, 1.
Starting verse 1.
We're going to read.
Amen.
Do you love it,
brother? Amen.
All right. I will read a verse, and then the one following will read the verse, and then I'll read another verse. And that way we'll read a verse and stop, read a verse and stop. Amen.
Right.
Verse 1. It says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, his upper coast came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples.
E sucedeu que, enquanto o Apolo estava em Corinto, Paulo tendo passado por todas as regiões superiores,
since you believe, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Disse-lhes, recebeste vós já o Espírito Santo quando crestes? E eles disseram, Nós nem ainda ouvimos que haja o Espírito Santo.
And he said unto them, Under what then were you baptized? And they said unto him, Unto John's baptism.
Perguntou-lhes, então, em que sois batizados, então? E eles disseram, no batismo de João.
Then said Paul unto them, Verily, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying, Unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ.
Mas Paulo diz, certamente João batizou com o batismo do arrependimento, dizendo ao povo que cresce no dia após ele havia morrido, isto é, em Jesus Cristo.
Amém. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
E os que ouviram foram batizados em nome do Senhor Jesus.
Amém. Oh,
and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Versículo 7. E impondo-lhes Paulo as mãos, veio sobre eles o Espírito Santo, e falava em línguas e profetizava.
Amém.
And all the men were about 12.
E estes eram ao todo uns 12 varões.
Amen. Amen.
Aleluia.
Amen. Now we look at John's disciples here.
Fica olhando ao fundo a William Johannes.
They were very much in the Word.
You a dar em fala.
One of John's disciples were Apollos.
Irmão de uma opusira a Johannes de Apolo.
And when he heard more about the word, he moved on up.
Ele me dera um bambau amu vela bem a la vida para socorro na sua opusira.
Met Priscilla and Aquila.
Qua Priscilla de uma outra da Aquila.
He expounded the word of God unto him more perfectly.
E ele Tita mamu na kwala likira mwadi timani.
And the same thing happened here in chapter 19 of Acts.
Iti chibotu mwazi chimeneji kuchitika pa chapter 19.
Now this was about 40 years after John had passed off the scene.
Isi zinatenga zaka makumi anai.
But they were still following closely after John. And they were very faithful to the word. And they was good people. In that they wanted what God had for. But they hadn't understood all about what Christ had done. Because this year was baptized under John. And they were still expecting Christ to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul came through to enlighten them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When Paul met this group of people, one of the first questions he asked them. And it was, have you received the Holy Ghost that you
believe?
Amen. They said, Paul, what are you talking about?
Amen.
You've never heard of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So Paul began to expand the word more perfectly. Paul began to tell them John was a forerunner.
Hallelujah.
God was
telling
us about someone that was to come. Hallelujah. Amen. When Paul got to preaching to them, It was such a wake-up call to us.
Zoro kudare kuchemera konamo kwa karamusa kwa.
They were stunned at the revelation.
Yeah, adamo kambuka kwa nabwera kwa banga liberestao.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because Paul began to tell them one John had said the time is here. He already come.
Amen.
And Paul was saying, you've been baptized
under
John. But John's message was to point to another.
Amen.
John says, I must decrease, but he must increase. Hallelujah. John came preaching under a
tent.
And those that repented, John baptized. And many continued in that way. And that was the right way in the days of John.
Amen.
One thing, we begin to look at the plan of God. The plan of God is ever unfolding to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Brother Brown said, when the church age book, says, unless the church get a revelation every day, he'll die. He said to go from revelation to revelation.
Amen.
Faith to faith.
Amen.
We walk in the light as he is in the light.
Hallelujah.
Now these were very noble men. Because when they heard the truth and saw it in the Word, they walked with
it.
Immediately they were baptized, after Paul explained it to them.
And
not only were they baptized, they received the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
It was a great wake-up call.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God's still giving wake-up calls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Paul laid his hand on, they received the Holy Ghost. They spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Amen.
It became a new day for John's disciples.
Amen.
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 Amen. And when the next day was a new day, they weren't the same as they were the day before. Because they had received the Holy Ghost. They'd receive an enlightenment. They had got a great wake-up call.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They received the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues, and prophesied.
Amen.
Now this was the start of the Church of Ephesus.
Hallelujah.
It started off very small.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have any record how big it grew. But we know it's not in numbers. Because we're two or three gathered together in my name, he said, I'm in the midst. It didn't say they built a church. Hallelujah. They walked in the truth. Now that's what God's calling us.
Us
to do. He called us to walk in the light of the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said that many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because the Son continued to move. At least that's the way us folks on earth look at it. Hallelujah, because only a few hours ago it was daylight. Hallelujah, as the sun dropped down beyond the horizon, it became dark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the only way for us to see that sunlight is begin to travel in the light of that sun.
Amen.
We were on our way from the USA to Europe. And the sun was up in the sky.
Amen.
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 And as we got in the plane and left Atlanta, Georgia,
Georgia, 12 o'clock that night,
my wife went to sleep sitting by me. And I woke her up. Because I saw something that I never saw before. I saw the sun rising and I looked at my watch and it was 12 midnight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We were traveling towards the light. And at 3 in the morning, the sun was way up high. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the light continues. And we were moving with the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So if we walk in the light of God's Word, it's a necessity that we move.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God don't have us in a stationary condition.
Paul
said we go from faith to faith. We walk in that
life.
So these disciples of John, 40 years after John has gone off the scene, they were still talking basically about John. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, John was the first forerunner of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I baptize you with water. But there's coming one after me, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He was pointing ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the first forerunner of Christ. He had the spirit of Elijah on
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came and he baptized the people. But he only baptized them unto repentance. He couldn't baptize them for the remission of their sins. Because Christ had not yet died. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Immediately following John, here comes
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now John's disciples got a wake-up call. When they found out there's more to this thing, what we got was good and it was wonderful, but let's go on with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they heard the truth, they walked in the light of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, there came another man in this day now. Amen.
Amen.
And he said the very same thing John did.
Amen.
He preached that seventh seal. He said, I must decrease, but he must increase.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
It's still the same today.
Yes,
we must decrease, he must increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he is that word.
And
as we walk in the light of the word, we are becoming that word.
Uh-huh.
Because we were predestinated before the foundation of the world. He put our names on the book of men. Amen. The book of Ephesians chapter 1 says he made us accepted in him.
Amen.
Last night we spoke about being accepted in him.
Amen.
Glory to God. What was the name of that town we were at last night?
It is Chimoya.
Amen. God moved for us in a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we are not trying to be accepted. Paul said we were made accepted. We're already accepted. So we don't live right to try to get accepted. We live right because we've been accepted. So God's moving in this
hour.
He has the living, breathing people that's alive in 2007. He's living by the Spirit. He's walking with his people hand in hand.
Amen.
Amen.
A few months back, Brother Enoch was over here on the lake or the ocean. I believe it's called the Indian Ocean. He was walking out to the seashore there. He says, one of these days, they just came upon him. One of these days I'll walk on this seashore with Brother Howard.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we walked out there, he said, just came back to him what came in his heart months ago. God is real to each one of us. He speaks us daily. He leads us by His Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God did send us a great and wonderful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He sent the great messenger, Brother William
Lane.
Who was a messenger to the seventh church age. And God gave him a message. He called out people for his
name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
All the people out in denominationalism.
Christ.
And
as
he called out
the
people, he brought the word of God to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As we look at the message that he brought, we can only say it was such a wonderful message. We can only say it did the job and did it well. The same thing we say about John. John did his job well.
Johannes,
he introduced the Messiah.
Oh,
praise God.
Amen.
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 When John saw Jesus walking on the slim shores of Galilee,
ndipo amene Yohana anaona Yesu akufamba mgombe,
two of his own disciples were standing with him.
Ndipo anali ophunzira ake awiri anali pamodzi na Yohane.
And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
Ya dawo ophunzira ake kuti yang'anani uyo ndiye Mesiya.
Hallelujah. The Bible says two of John's disciples left and followed Jesus.
Ndipo ophunzira Bible kuloba kuti ophunzira awiri a Yohane pamene
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus saw him coming, he says, "What seeketh you?" They said, "Where dwellest thou?" And he says, "Come and say."
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the wonderful people they are. And the good people they are. And I believe he was that messenger with all my heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. From time to time, God gives us a wake-up call. He lets us know we gotta keep pressing on.
Hallelujah.
So as God gave John's disciples a wake-up call, He's giving the followers of the messenger wake-up call.
Amen.
He's letting them know there's a
five-fold
ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Many years ago, I was attending a church that were the disciples of Brother Ryan. And I was glad to become one of them. Because the things I was hearing, the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Amen.
Amen. I found out there were seven church ages. I found out there were seven seals. And many of these great revelations I didn't know before. I found out there was a serpent seed. I found out the hell was eternal. I found out that a woman couldn't preach. That God gave gifts to men. Hallelujah. All these great truths are found there.
Amen.
I was so rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as I began to read the word further, and listening to the ministers that was John's disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They begin to tell me that God sent a prophet, he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. And said the only thing you need to do is read spoken word books and listen to tapes.
I
was preaching God has a five-fold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because that fits the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, "No, Brother Howard."
Yeah, I know, Brother Howard.
God only has one prophet. He had only one prophet on the scene at a time.
Amen.
The word don't come to nobody but him. And said he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
I said, brother, would you please read that? So he read Revelation 10, verse
7.
Said he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. I said, brother, read that again, read it more carefully.
Amen.
Amen. First place, it don't say he finished all the mysteries. It said he finished the mystery singular.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we find out what that mystery is, and we can do it by reading Revelation chapter 1, verse
20.
John spoke of a mystery, singular. Revelation chapter 1, verse
20.
And it had to do with the seven stars,
the
seven spirits of God, the seven churches.
Amen.
Amen.
Now John wrote to us about the seven angels, seven messengers. In the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, it tells about
that.
All seven churches recorded that. And John was speaking of a mystery. But he said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be finished. Not all the mysteries of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So Brother Brown came and did a job. He did it well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before God took him off the scene, he kept on saying something. And that was to go back to what Paul preached.
Amen.
Saying go back to the original.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He told us that the church fell away. And it went into the dark ages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that was a long church age day. Broke up in seven different ages and incidentally
housed here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Paul ministered over yet this first age.
Paulo adaya mapeni mapimbo au.
I want you to notice that was darkness began to get in. Hallelujah.
Got darker and darker.
Fourth church age. That was hardly any light at all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The church was plunged totally into denominationalism.
Amen.
The Catholic Church had its millennia right here.
Amen.
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 And when she had her millennia, the world was in darkness. But God's a restoring God.
Amen.
As we come on through the other church ages, Martin Luther got just a little truth yet. He called the people out of Catholicism.
Beato Santo Multicatólica.
Amém.
Me agarra com o mundo, mas aquele moio de cuscubio.
Aleluia, that went back to our power.
Ele comandou, se menes me levar lá, aqui.
Aleluia, he sent that prophet Elijah.
Me agarra com o de Nenearia.
As a restoring prophet. He said he would restore us back to the faith of the
Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So this was a little
odd.
And it came on the west one. He told us about sanctification. And justification.
Amen.
That brought us a little bit more like what Paul
preached.
But he said, go back to what Paul preached. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The message what Paul preached. And then in this Pentecostal age, just as the sun set.
And the
evening time of that age,
there
began to be a little light.
Amen.
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 The word says there will be a day that's neither called day nor night. Amen.
Amen.
But said at the evening time the sun will break through again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the evening time broke through just enough to tell us to go back to what Paul preached.
Amen.
Which is a new day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now when we go back to what Paul preached, we find Paul preached the fivefold ministry for the perfection of the saints.
But if we are fully active of Amen.
And he preached it over here before the church age begun.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul didn't know anything about seven church
ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God took Paul off the scene in 66 AD. But John didn't write the book of Revelation until 96 AD.
Paulo Johannes baka na 96 AD.
30 years after God took Paul home.
Zaka makumi atatu kamele Paul na mulu manatenga.
That angel apostle John was on the Isle of Patmos.
Je Paul ya maluati Johannes aliapa.
He was there for the word of God and for testimony.
Amen.
Then he began to have visions and revelations.
Amen.
He wrote it down in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul had already laid the foundation and been gone for 30 years. John began to get the revelation on seven church
ages.
Revelation chapter
1.
It's 30 years after Paul went home.
Amen.
30 years after Paul laid the foundation. 30 years after Paul brought us a message. And the church have already begun to fall away.
Amen.
That very first church age, which is the Ephesus
age.
John writing to it. He said, you're fallen from your first love.
Yeah.
And begin to tell them you got things among you. Even the needs of the Nicolaitans around. Which I hate you also
hate.
He said,
yes.
But nobody's ever rich-handed. God just moved the candlestick, went on to the next age. Until we went through seven church ages. But Paul's word is still go back to the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, when we begin to look at some of the things Paul preached for the New Testament church,
amen.
Amen. He told us the type ministry that God would have for the perfecting of the saints. It's given to us in Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said he gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, and pastors and
teachers.
He said for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. He said we
no
longer be tossed to and fro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when Christ ascended on high, he gave us that
ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
He gave us the ministry that we need at rapture time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We find in the Old Testament, the saints had kept the word for their day. And they offered the blood of bulls and goats for your sin. But the word plainly tells us that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. But
the men
of God's requirement for that age. So they were in the place of waiting. Waiting for the blood of Jesus Christ to be said to pay for their sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when Jesus was crucified at Calvary, he paid the whole sin debt.
Amen.
For the Old Testament saints and New Testament saints. Now those that died under the blood of bulls and goats, they had their sins covered. When Jesus died, he completely took them away. Amen. So there had to be a rapture. Amen.
Amen.
The rapture out of hell. There had to be a rapture out of hell.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the word of God says concerning Jesus Christ that he would not leave his soul in hell. Neither would he suffer his Holy One see corruption. And Peter tells us he went down and preached the spirits and prayer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So he went down and preached those spirits and prayers. And Ephesians 4 says he let them fall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it speaks of the fivefold ministry, the verses prior to that, it records Jesus when he descended down into the hearts of the earth. And led captivity captive. That is bring forth those Old Testament saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought them out with a great rapture. And there was a resurrection. The 27th chapter of the book of Matthew.
Chapter 27.
Says when Jesus rose from the dead.
Amen.
He
amene adatsuka pakufa.
Many other saints rose with him.
Oyera mtima wonse adatsuka na pabodzi.
The graves were opened.
Ndiposera wonse adatsuka ndi mphamvu.
And they were seen walking around in Jerusalem.
Then
they went into the holy city.
There's
been a rapture and a resurrection. He raptured their spirits right out of that. He raised their body from the grave. And he took them into glory. Amen.
Amen.
But they were here about 40 days and nights with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the word of God teaches us in Acts chapter 1. That he was seen among them for 40 days and nights. And he was speaking to them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So he descended down and brought forth the saints. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when he descended down and delivered the saints, he preached down there.
Yeah.
Amen. So he had the fivefold ministry within him. And he didn't give the gifts out until he ascended back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When he ascended back and led the saints into glory, the Bible says he also gave gifts unto men. And Paul records the first apostles, secondary prophets, and on down to all five of them.
Evangelia afundisi alineli mpaka na mafundisi.
Amen. It was in Jesus Christ. He brought forth the Old Testament saints. And then he gave those five offices to his body. Because there's going to be another rapture.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And this fivefold ministry is going to lead that church right into the rapture.
Amen.
All the prophets,
evangelists,
pastors, teachers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John's disciples got a wake up call. God's got a wake up call for this day.
Hallelujah.
Many that followed the seventh church age messenger, they stop walking in the light of the word. When they hear there's another ministry, amen, it shakes them up. It's another wake up call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Years ago, when I heard, the first time I heard people say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. And God only had one prophet on the scene at a time. That wasn't what I was reading in the Bible. Because in the Bible, the book of Acts, there was three prophets on the scene all at the same time.
Amen.
That was Judas, Agabus, and Silas, and they were all here at the same time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Well, first of all, you got to go somewhere besides Paul's writing and get it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul talks about a fivefold ministry.
Paul,
Paul's
escuchando.
Aleluia.
Amém.
Amen.
Amen.
I was praying, fasting, seeking God.
Amen.
Many times I fasted 25, 30 days at a time. Two different occasions in my life I fasted 40 days and
nights.
Taking the holy water. Praying, seeking God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I was deeply troubled at the thought and at the teaching that God only have one prophet on the scene at a time.
And
it troubled me more when say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. I said, that don't fit the book.
Yet
I know Brother Brown was that prophet.
Yeah,
he made that statement many times. So I need the wake-up call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I told my wife, I said, I'm going to take water and tapes in the Bible back here in the room. I said, I'm
going
to come out with the answer to this thing or you'll find a pile of bones back there. Amen. I was desperate.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I needed an answer. And I knew that was God that could give an answer.
Amen.
Amen.
So I was praying and fasting and seeking God. And on the 38th day of fasting, taking only water. I was back in the room praying and reading my Bible. All of a sudden I felt the Spirit of God in a special way. Then there came an audible voice into the room.
Amen.
And that audible voice said, he was an Old Testament type prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, praise God.
Amen.
Now begin to come together with the Word. Hallelujah. Now begin to make the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He had the spirit of Elijah. And that spirit of Elijah was from the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in Old Testament time, the word did come to the prophet. And in the Old Testament time, many times there was only one prophet on the scene
out of
time.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm
going to
rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. That was the 38th day of fasting. But I was rejoicing in the Lord so much that I didn't get hungry much for the next 2 days. Which finished out my 40 days and nights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came out of that room with the answer. Because Brother Brown always said, go back to what Paul preached.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, when I tried to preach what Paul preached, Paul didn't say the word, don't come nobody but the prophet. Paul didn't preach God only had one prophet on the scene at a time. Paul preached a five-fold ministry for the perfection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then the Old Testament, New Testament. irmão de casa together.
Demos aulas, irmãos, já caro de tiro de uma casa com o padre da
Baú. Thus will it be in the days when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Hallelujah.
He came to reveal the Son of Man again. And when we look at the Son of Man, which was Christ Jesus, in Him was all five of those offices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But when he went off the scene, God left him in the church. He gave these offices unto men. Hallelujah. Now we got a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Now the church fell away right over here. Amen. Stayed in a fallen state all the way through. Now, if you look at that last part of the church age there, there's no light at all. Hallelujah. That's why the angel of the Lord drew it out. That's why Brother Brown drew it out. That's the way it was in the newspaper where the moon went into that hotel with him one night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a newspaper clipping on
it.
Where they would take a picture, take a picture, take a picture. It drew those seven church ages into hell. But the last part of this one's totally blacked out. You know why the lights call out? Amen. He called the children of light out. He said, come out and hear my people.
Amen.
All the people out. And you are that people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. He called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Word of God teaches that she's become the habitation of devils and unclean spirits.
But
the bride's outside of that. The first chapter, verse
13.
Paul said, you've delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. And translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We're in the kingdom of God. We've been translated into it. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we go back to the Bible, we find that God sent that spirit of Elijah. And that spirit of Elijah was an Old Testament type.
Of
and he came to reveal the Son of Man again. Hallelujah. He did such a wonderful job.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that message, God let him be the apostle. apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor and teacher.
Ye kai mbalafanahamu maye mudaru utumu mudaru upuzisi mudaru upusa mudaru upangeli.
Now you have you one man
on
that's five offices.
Amen.
God told Brother Brian to do the work of evangelist. Amen. He became a great teacher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was an evangelist. He visited Africa. He even visited this great state. We were over at the park the other day where Brother Brown's visited. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was the name of that park?
Amen.
Brother Brown walked right here in this great land.
Amen.
Amen. So he was an evangelist. And he pastored in Jeffersonville, Indiana, many years.
And
I don't know another teacher that could stand up with him. He taught us water baptism in Jesus' name. He taught us the serpent seed, and I've never heard of it before. He taught us hell wasn't eternal.
Hallelujah.
And the list goes on. He took seven nights and taught us the church ages. Amen. There's a little bit called the seven church ages. He came and taught each night. He came and taught each night. Taking history and everything, proving exactly that. So was he a great teacher or what?
Amen.
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 So all five of them offices he could fit right into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had the job to do. He had to reveal the Son of Man again.
Amen.
Which he did real good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Remember, Jesus had all five offices.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus went down to where the dead was at. Jesus went down the heart of the earth where the dead was at.
Yes, we know Jesus Christ was there.
And so did God let Brother Brian go where those had gone on before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody was young. Everybody was healthy. When Brother Brown went into that place where the departed dead sat,
when Brother Hammond and Peter were there,
when those that were born again went to rest, Sister, everyone was young and everyone was very happy.
Hallelujah.
He only came to reveal the Son of Man.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was the Son of Man.
So Christ anali mwana wa mtu.
So he paid the sin debt for us all.
Yeah, napeleka na lipira machimwa.
Old Testament, New Testament thing. So that's why I went down and brought those Old Testament saints up.
Hallelujah.
And all the fivefold ministry was in him.
Amen.
He did some preaching back.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture don't tell us a whole lot about it. But the Apostle Peter said he descended and preached to the spirits and prayed.
Amen.
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 Amen. And when he came back up, after 3 days and nights, he brought those Old Testament saints with him. The grave
were
open. They went into the holy city of Jerusalem. And were seen in
me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
he took them on in the glory, he gave those same gifts unto me.
Amen.
Amen. When he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. First apostles, secondary prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Son of Man figured ill at this day. The Son of Man reactivated the five offices just like in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Brown, he could preach in any of those offices. God used one man. Hallelujah, the word came to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before he left, he said, now I want you to go back to what Paul
said.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There you are, folks.
Amen.
Amen. That's a wake up call, folks. And Paul laid down the word. So if someone say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet, just hand them your Bible.
So
please read that to them.
Amen.
If they say God don't have one man on the scene at a time, say please read to me. Now watch as we come into New Testament age. Jesus Christ anointed 12 apostles to him.
Jesus Christ to our
and he told them there in the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew says to Christ. Peter said, Lord, we have left all and followed you. What shall we have that for? He said, you that have followed me in this life, you'll set up on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then when the gospel came over to the Gentiles, God anointed Paul to be that apostle to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. And he laid a word in for us. When the church get back to the homeland. So when the church fell away, darkness began to get in. He took the tree of life away. The word and sealed it up with seven seals.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what John was about to write, because the thunder thundered and I was about to write. He said, seal up one thing. That thing that John was to seal up was what the thunder said.
Amen.
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 Revelation chapter 10:4. He said, seal up that which the seven thunders uttered.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, we find him on the throne with a seal book.
Hallelujah.
But the Lamb with seven eyes and seven horns came and took the book. Amen. And then he took those seals off.
Amen.
In 1963, one of the seals broke each night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
never sat down to the seven church age messenger.
Ndeze ndatumizidwa kwa mtumiki wa kisalambi chiwili.
He was an Old Testament type prophet.
Amene ali neneri wonga wa chipangano cha kale.
He was one of them prophets of the order where the word come to the prophet.
Uga ndumele kunanda kuti uthenga umene ukwenda kubwera kwa ndele.
Amen.
God used him just like an Old Testament prophet.
Mungu kanapisa nchito bale watu imonga neneri wa chipangano cha kale.
And each night he opened one seal.
Ndi amene usiku alosa mabera nasekula chisindikizo chake.
Amen.
There was a lamb opened but it sat down to the prophet.
Ndi amene Mungu anakubwera kwa neneri.
Because John said in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery will be finished.
Yeah, kulamba Yohane kuti pamene mtumiki wa Israeli chini amene adzatumizidwa.
Amen.
Baba chisisi ichi.
All the seals taken off the book.
Pamene zisindikizo zonse zimene zidalembedwa mʼBaibulo.
So we see Christ in angelical form.
Ndi pamene tikumuona Yesu, Yesu Khristu.
Right back to the book is open again.
Amen.
Napesa buku luso koma losegulidwa.
Amen. No seals on it.
Palibenso zisindikizo zonse.
Now we go back to what Paul prayed.
Amen.
And the voice from heaven said, go get the little book and eat it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing tonight.
Reading
this New Testament.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The moon's on for the bride.
Glory.
That's a
wake up call. Amen. This is a wake up call for you, church. Hallelujah. Go back to what Paul prayed.
Hallelujah.
There is much debating going on.
Yeah.
I'm debating
whether
the thunder sound and so forth. Some says the thunder's already sound.
Another
say the thunder's haven't sound. Well, if we go back to what Paul preached, we don't even have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Because
there's some things Paul didn't preach. Paul didn't preach seven church
ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was dead 30 years before it was ever mentioned. Hallelujah. Paul didn't preach seven seals. Paul didn't preach seven thunder. That happened through this mystery age. But all seven of those angels came to Brother Brown in 63 and uttered their voice.
Took
those seals off the book. And now the mystery of God's finished.
Amen.
And those seals on. So go back to what Paul prayed.
Amen.
God, I thank you for a wake up call.
Amen.
Amen. When John's disciples got a wake up
call,
they walked in the light of the word that Paul prayed. Because they could see it in the word. Hallelujah. So what is the gospel today?
Let's
go preach what Paul preached. It's as simple as that.
Amen.
God bless you tonight.
Amen.
I've enjoyed speaking with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a wake up call for us.
He has begun to tell me what the God will say.
Amen.
Amen.
Just like it was a wake up call for me on that 38
day fasting.
When that voice came, said he was an Old Testament prophet.